It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. Today is the birthday of Rosa Parks, the American civil rights activist whom the United States Congress called the First Lady of Civil Rights and the Mother of the Freedom Movement. Born on this date in 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama, her father, James McCauley, was a carpenter, and her mother, Leona, was a teacher. She was small as a child and suffered from poor health. When her parents separated, she and her mother moved to the outskirts of Montgomery, where she grew up on her grandparents' farm with her younger brother. They were all members of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, a century-old independent denomination founded by free blacks in Philadelphia. When she was a child, the Ku Klux Klan marched down the street in front of her house, and she recalled later that her grandfather guarded the front door with a shotgun. She was repeatedly bullied by white children in the neighborhood, and despite her small size, Rosa always fought back. In 1932, she married Raymond Parks, a Montgomery barber. At her husband's urging, she finished high school in 1933 at a time when less than 7% of African Americans did so. Despite the Jim Crow laws and discrimination by registrars, she succeeded in registering to vote on her third try. In December 1943, she became active in the civil rights movement, joined the Montgomery chapter of the NAACP, and was elected secretary. She later said, "I was the only woman there, and they needed a secretary, and I was too timid to say no." On December 1, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, Rosa Parks became a national celebrity by refusing to obey the order of bus driver James F. Blake to give up her seat to a white passenger. Parks was not the first person to resist bus segregation. Although others had taken similar steps as early as 1946, her courageous act of defiance and the subsequent Montgomery bus boycott became important symbols of the modern civil rights movement. She became an international icon of resistance to racial segregation, and she collaborated with civil rights leaders, including Martin Luther King, Jr., a new minister in town who was just gaining national prominence in the movement. Although Mrs. Parks was widely honored for her brave stand in later years, she also suffered for her act at the time. She was fired from her job as a seamstress in a local department store and received death threats for years afterwards. Shortly after the bus boycott, she moved to Detroit, where she worked for U.S. Representative John Conyers. After retirement, she wrote her autobiography and lived a largely private life in Detroit. Mrs. Parks received national recognition, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal. When she died at age 92 on October 24, 2005, she was the first woman to lie in repose in the United States Capitol Rotunda. In his eulogy, former President Clinton declared, "Let us never forget that in a lifetime of grace and dignity, she showed us every single day what it means to be free." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 4th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.